Hi everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is October 6th, I believe. Let me just check. Oh, 7. 11, 20 some odd a.m. in the morning. All right, in this video I'm going to talk about the latest updates on this trading bot. Hopefully you've seen the videos I've been posting since in the last few weeks, actually. Just the journey I've been going through. Let me just show you what I mean here once I get everything all set up here. All right, so let me just transition to the screen.
From quantlabs.net.
Shut up. All right, so here we go. So like I said, over the last few weeks, I've been putting up some videos at youtube.com/quantlabs. This video I put up yesterday called Latest Status on MotoWave and Trading Chart Setups. So hopefully in that video you'll see the little charts that get set up that you can set up in your trading platform. Obviously I use MotoWave, probably recommend that platform. You could do the same thing really with other web-based platforms. CryptoWatch is a good one too. I'm not sure if you could do live trading on Coinbase with it. Anyways, I just want to show you the Telegram results now. So in here, what you typically get is the setups here because the markets are really severely down. Nothing's getting generated. But I just want to show you typically what's going on is that we have the timestamp, sell short, the name of the exchange, the pair, the quantity, that's got to get fixed. But that quantity is really irrelevant. And this is the midpoint price and the total and then the bar size of whatever time frame I'm watching on the chart. So this is still fairly experimental. Namely, is it going to be 15 minutes? Going to be hourly? Is it going to be 4 hours? Whatever people want, because the lower the frequency, the more noise there is. And then again, it's all coming off of this strategy here. So there's two real pieces coming out of this. Is one is the chart setups, as well as the actual potential positions using the MotoWave strategy I've built. I've talked about that in my past videos. I'll just go back to the channel here on YouTube. So you can see here, I've got this one right here. For those on the podcast, it's alive as a reverse MACD strategy, runs in my MotoWave. So that's the strategy I've customized from the study. And I just wanted to let you know that's fairly reliable compared to all the other ones I've used. But as I said, I've got over 200 to choose from. So all in all, it will put out the buy long or sell short. And I'm going to be putting some better messages in here, namely when you get en masse buy signals for, let's say, out of 10 coins, let's say over half are showing a strong buy in the last 24 hours, which means it's a very strong predictor that the crypto space will start to move up. And same on the sell side as well, which I've seen work as well. So with this latest crash, that could have probably been caught. I'm sure I just didn't look at the details of it, but I could put it in the channel just to say, hey, be on the alert for the market to go into a downturn, which it currently is. Anyways, regarding the sell and shorts, what do you do? As you know, I've also talked about some of the limitations of MotoWave, namely being able to automatically open up charts within MotoWave and start trading with the orders from whatever strategy you use, in my case reverse MACD, and that's a limitation. So part of the deal is when you get these long short buy sell signals, that's something that you'll have to do manually, either in your platform or in your web version of whatever exchange you use. It's mostly coming from Coinbase. Now, I did run both Coinbase and Kraken, in parallel based upon their chart setups, applied the same thing on the appropriate pairs, and what I found was it was very rare to get an actual Kraken buy or sell signal order through here. Most of them come from Coinbase, and that's, as I said before in my past webinar, it's because of the Coinbase volume is so high now comparative to Binance. And then the number two would be probably Coinbase, where it's doing, last time I checked, it was about 4 or 5 billion a day, which is quite strong. So if you look at some like coin market cap, just to get an idea, if I go under exchanges here and spot, you'll find here, yeah, Coinbase is now 8 billion a day, whereas Binance is still 38 billion, and then Kraken's here as well. So their volumes can kind of affect your trading potential on Kraken versus Coinbase, but I still think Kraken's still legit because it has a lot of other coins that Coinbase don't have that you could trade. So there is that we need to keep stay on top of. So we'll leave it at that for now, just to show you. We're getting really close now that we have the Telegram working again. If you're into this, I would strongly recommend you get onto our newsletter to keep up to date. When you're on the email, you have to engage with all the email, otherwise it'll stop sending you stuff. Just open, click stuff. I don't know if that's in order to maintain that. Also, as I've said before, we have our private chat as well at quantlabs.info. And I put up a lot of stuff on there with my latest updates with something like this. It's more responsive as well. So that's free as well. We shall talk to you later. And last thing, I put up a video here on my channel on, let me just go under here, under video. And the video is this one right here, how to do fully automated trading for all your, let's see here, come on. Anyways.
Creating a WordPress website.
Yeah, so it's called how to do fully automated trading for all your investment needs. So in that video, I talk about the promotion. The highlight here is with what I have, the annual Quant Analytics. I will be reducing the term of it, because right now it's $9.97 for, I think, 12 months for full year. I'll be reducing it from annual, meaning 12 months, down to 3 months, and then also putting up the price as well, because that's going to push it from where it's currently at $100 a month to probably $300 to $400 a month. I've talked about this for the last couple of months now, that I'm trying to get the prices up to around 5-6K to what the market should be able to bear. So once we start getting the live trading again, hopefully we'll start to see the coin tracking info track record start to improve, and that will justify the price increase. So that's where it's at. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.